everyone. The lights are very, thank you. Thank you for responding. The lights are very bright today. can't see you all. So I am Tammy Lynch. I'm the executive director of Atlantic Symphony Orchestra, and I am so glad to see you all here this evening. This concert is a little different. You'll see there are no musicians sitting behind me yet. I am not going to play the piano, thankfully for you. but this concert is the latest step in our expansion of our education program, in particular working with Braintree High School and Thayer Academy. Tonight, we have 7 talented students from Braintree High and Thayer. They will play for you. In the first half of the concert, we'll have an intermission, and then we will welcome our superb musicians to play Beethoven's 8th. This concert is being heard by up to 30,000 listeners, thanks to the Talking Information Center, which broadcasts to blind and low vision community. So welcome to everyone listening on TIC. Thank you to TIC for broadcasting our concert, and thank you to Dacon Corp for supporting the endeavor. Thank you. I want to remind everyone that we do have a post-concert reception with charcuterie, so please stop by the reception. Maestro Jin Kim will be out there. You can ask him some questions about the concert. We hope to see you then. Finally, the sponsor for this evening's concert is one of our long-term supporters, Tefanction Auto Group. So we want to thank them for taking... We want to thank them for embracing the expansion of our education program and making sure, through their support, that we're able to bring you this concert this evening. So thank you to the Tefanctions for their continuing support of ASO. And with that, I will turn this over to Jin Kim and our students. Enjoy.
Okay, good morning. I mean, it's the evening, so. It's just been one of those weeks. But I actually, it does feel like morning. I don't know why. No, I did not forget my tuxedo at home. It's still downstairs, but I just wanted to just begin wearing another hat, which is a host and also kind of a little bit of a teacher, I guess. Thank you so much for coming out in this chilly January evening for this wonderful concert. As Tammy mentioned, you're going to hear from 7 students from Thayer Academy as well as Braintree High School, ranging from 8th grader to senior. And each will play about 5-minute portion of the piece that they, and some pieces that they are playing are about 5-6 minutes anyway, but in case it is longer, then it's going to be actually, you're going to hear like a movement from there or like a big part, a chunk of it. So keep that in mind. We're going to have 2 violinists and a cellist. They're going to be playing without piano, so you can just really hear the instrument for what they are. It's been a pleasure working with them. And for those of you who are not quite aware yet, I actually have been wearing another hat since last year. I am here at Thayer Academy as one of their 3 resident scholars. And so it's been a wonderful opportunity for me to get back into teaching side of things, although I do considerable amount of teaching whenever I go overseas to Korea at a university level. But, you know, this has been something new. I have been basically here giving seminars, afternoons, and working with students in trying to kind of give a boost and become a very active catalyst in trying to bring back even more substantial music program here at Thayer Academy. So I know the administration and the faculty and everybody's really behind this and the entire community. And it's been a wonderful opportunity for me. I actually haven't had to work on a kind of a repeated basis from, you know, the middle school here actually starts at 5th grade, all the way to 12th grade. And I haven't done that since coming right out of college. I did that for about a year. But it's been just a total pleasure to be working with all the students here and also with the faculty. And I'm looking forward to this continued relationship that, as you know, Atlantic Symphony Orchestra, the reason we were playing here is because we are the orchestra in residence here. And so in return, we get to use this space and be part of this community. But at the same time, their academy itself also has it in a way that, you know, this is one of the only institutions that I know of in New England area where they have a resident professional orchestra and direct access to all the professional musicians, including myself. So very happy about this continued partnership together. So without further ado, I'm actually going to be doing pretty much everything. I'm going to be doing the stage managing, and I'm going to be opening up the piano, putting the lids down and up and down and everything. And quite frankly, I even wiped down the piano for you. Because as wonderful as the shiny piano is, it is very fingerprint prone. So, so without further ado, I'm going to open up the piano, and you're going to hear Beethoven.
Thank you.
let me just have them just introduce themselves, starting with number one. This is Mr. Beethoven here. So your name, your school, and your year, and if you're a senior, especially, feel free to let us know what you're thinking about doing next year.
My name is Daniel Kim. I'm in Braintree High School. I'm a senior, and next year I'm taking a gap year, but I'm going to pursue music in the future.
Wonderful.
My name is Adreja Maitra. I also go to Braintree High School. I'm a junior, and I'm not a senior, so I'm planning on being at Braintree High School next year.
So, Adreja, as I was working with all the students, I got to know a little bit about them. So she actually, her teacher is from Princeton, New Jersey, and apparently she drives up here. She, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she drives up here every Saturday to give lessons.
Wow.
And I hope, was it just for you?
Oh, no,
okay, all right. So just want to, that could happen. So anyway, and then she also played the Bach, as you know, right? Okay.
I'm Arthur Chen, and I'm a freshman. I go to Thayer.
Hi, I'm Marco Zavala. I go to Braintree High School. I'm a senior. And right now, just looking for colleges that I'll be going to next year. Hope it's a good one. And I'm going to keep playing the cello for hopefully a really long time.
Hi, my name is Connor Lin, and I'm a junior at BHS. Not much more to say about that.
So, I actually worked with a lot of these Braintree High School students last year when the orchestra was here, and I went in, and so I saw all these guys. I don't remember Connor so much, but I remember the other guys, and so great to have. And actually, Daniel, the pianist, he also plays. He's a great cellist as well. So, Marco, great, fantastic job, and Arthur, great job as well. And I think you've been here at there for a few years now, right? Okay, yeah. Let's see.
Nothing else to say.
What? He already said it. That's right. Well, one thing that actually Connor, that one thing I wanted to point out about his piece, can you tell us the name of your piece and what it means?
So, it's Of a Spring Morning, or in English, it's a French piece. It's by Lily Ballinger.
And actually, who's Lily Boulanger? Do you know?
Well, she was a French composer. This, I know a little bit about this song. This was one of her last pieces that she composed towards the end of her life, about like a year before she passed away. And can't remember much more. It's like, it's supposed to give you that, that feeling you get in, it's the morning, like spring morning with like nature and kind of like little like a little dew, like after like rain, kind of something like that.
It's perfect. So actually she is an impressionistic composer, and the reason I wanted to point out about Lily Boulanger is because the people who know Boulanger name actually knows Nadia Boulanger. Nadia Boulanger used to be the star composition teacher in France, extremely hard-nosed and like it was very strict, and was a mentor to Aaron Copland, Astor Piazzolla, all the big names. If you're a composer, you went and try to study with her. And she was just, just a powerhouse. Lily Boulanger was her younger sister. She died in her early 20s, unfortunately. And she actually, the reason that I bring this up is because she's the first woman to win and go to Paris Conservatory, which is like the top, the school in Paris. She is the first person to win Prix de Rome, which is the top composition prize at Paris Conservatory from 1600s. So she's the first woman to get that. And the person who came closest years before was Nadia Boulanger. And the person who won that prize about 30, 40 years before that was Mr. Boulanger, the two girls' father. The person who won Prix de Rome, Debussy, and Bizet. So this was a big, big deal. So I'm so glad that you're able to share that piece with us.
Good evening, everyone. I am Tony Yin. I am a senior at Thayer Academy, and I'll be studying classics next year in college. At Brown University. So my piece is titled Improvisation Number 15, and it is composed by Francis Poulenc, a southern French composer. The subtitle to the piece is, I think, L'Hommage d'Édith Piaf. This is a piece in honor of Edith Piaf, a really famous 20th century French singer. This is, I think, arranged by modeling her song An Autumn Leaf, which is one of her rarer English songs, and I suggest you to all search and listen to it. It's quite good.
Good night, everybody. My name is Payne Israsena, not Udia. I'm in 8th grade at Thayer Academy Middle School.
And good thing he didn't drop the mic. I thought he was just going to drop the mic. So anyway, Peyton, so obviously your piece, who is that by? Who's Mrs. Mercury guy?
Freddie Mercury, a British singer for a band called Queen.
You may have heard that band somewhere. So anyway, I just wanted to, once again, it's been a pleasure. You did all the heavy lifting, and although I did a little bit of lifting, you know, moving chairs and stuff, whatever. But happy to have reconnected and also be here with all of you. And we have a slight sign of appreciation for you guys. So Tammy, if you'd like to come up and be the... Okay. Let's give it another group bow and another applause. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Double.
And I believe that is going to conclude our broadcast for this evening. We've been coming to you from Thayer Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts, bringing you live coverage of Masterworks After Hours with the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jin Kim. A big thank you to the Atlantic Symphony Executive Director, Timmy Lynch, for welcoming us back for another broadcast. We have two more of these left, as you heard Jin Kim mention. The next one is our Masterworks Classical Concert coming up in March, and then the season finale show, which is in April. I want to say thank you to Dacon for sponsoring tonight's broadcast. Also, a big thank you to everyone at TIC, Billy Walker back at the radio station, keeping us on the air, sounding great tonight. David Havens, our office assistant, he is in our front desk manager. He is the person here managing the TIC table in the main lobby at Thayer Academy. Also, we say thank you to Jacqueline Poro, TIC's executive director, Julie Cockrum, our program director, and Lorraine Battelli, our office assistant. Without them, TIC would not be possible, and also to all the volunteers who make TIC run like clockwork each and every day. We're going to send things back to the radio station right now. Billy Walker is there, and we'll be joining regular programming already in progress. And again, we'll be back in March for the next Atlantic Symphony Concert. Thank you so much for listening to the Talking Information Center.